first, let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. And joining us to do that again this week is travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hey, Randy. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Here are some of the headlines that popped up amongst others. But anyone traveling to the U.S. must be fully vaccinated now.
That's correct. So regardless of whether travel is essential or non-essential, all non-American travelers looking to cross a land or marine border into the U.S. must now be fully vaccinated. Travelers must verbally attest to their vaccination status, be able to provide proof of a completed CDC-approved vaccination regimen, as well as present the usual travel documents. Negative COVID-19 test results are not required at land border crossings. Air passengers must show a negative COVID-19 test, as well as proof of full vaccination or recovery within the past 90 days.
Yeah, and another story, UK is dropping their test requirements for entry. They're leading the pack, so hopefully it all works out.
Well, their industry body, Airlines UK, said it was a landmark day, and coronavirus testing for double vaccinated travelers arriving in England and Scotland will be scrapped as of February 11th. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson stated to show that his country is open for business, open for travelers, you will see changes so that people arriving no longer must take tests if they have been vaccinated. So, you know, just think of the money that travelers can save that they now they don't have to take that post-arrival lateral flow test. It's going to be great. Keeping in mind, unvaccinated travelers will still need a negative test to enter. However, the self-isolation period and testing on day 8 of travel will no longer be necessary, as stated on the UK government site.
Yeah, it'd be nice if Canada did the same, which leads into our last couple of headlines. The mess and counterproductive, the two words that are used by IATA and the World Health Organization.
So many organizations and committees are saying that we need to lift or ease blanket travel restrictions. The committee noted that measures apply to international travelers, such as testing, isolation and quarantine, along with vaccinations, should be based on risk assessments and avoid placing the financial burden on international travelers. UNWTO Secretary General says when it comes to stopping the spread of new virus variants, blanket travel restrictions are simply counterproductive. In fact, by cutting the lifeline of tourism, these restrictions do more harm than good, especially in destinations reliant on international tourists for jobs, economic well-being, and sustainable change.
Well, yay for the UK, and we'll just have to wait and see if Canada follows suit soon.
I hope so. We need this. We need to travel.
Yes, we do. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, and OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.